touch a PV side.
Away from. I think they have a man in a crush, even Masekera. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Well, you've heard it. Honestly speaking, we were having a conversation with Vikacha and just getting to find out a little bit about her life on Candid Conversations. And she has said, honestly, to all her fans, to the entire Zambian population, that she would definitely continue to make us laugh in our, you know, in our sad times, and even just when we're not doing anything anyway, we laugh. So you've heard it right here that she's promised me 3 tickets. This is my time.
I'm just singing.
My name is Konrani Maplanga, and this has been the Candid Conversations on One Love Radio. Remember to stay tuned, stay listening, and have a pleasant day. We have the main news coming up soon.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines: Simuwe challenges opposition to offer alternatives. Zambia UAE strengthen trade ties, $3.4 billion non-oil trade growth. Senegal prosecutor rejects accusations of police tortured and killed student. And Copper Queens assistant coach says Zambia taking COSAFA seriously. And now the news in detail. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has dismissed assertions that the recent reduction in load shedding is unrelated to last year's drought, describing such claims as politically motivated. UPND Media Director Mark Simuwe says the country experienced one of its worst droughts, which significantly affected hydropower generation and threatened nearly 2 million citizens. He noted that the severity of the crisis prompted a supplementary budget of about 42 billion kwacha and required coordinated interventions from the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, alongside regional power imports to stabilize supply. Simuwe stated that government measures ensured no lives were lost despite the magnitude of the drought.
What is the alternative to the revamping of the mining sector? In the successive presentations, we'll get a bigger screen, not a small screen we had. We are now going to be doing comparative analysis by sector and content, where we put free education, then we put what they were doing themselves. We put new allowances, they scrapped them off themselves. So we want them to race with us in an intellectual debate, not through deceit and blackmail of citizens. Zambia has passed that stage, and we have now remained a beacon of hope where democracy is concerned in Southern Africa and later on in Africa.
Mapapa Village Headman Under Chief Chikupili, Lazarus Mayuya, has called for urgent intervention at Mapapa Government School in Luano District, Central Province. He cited overcrowded classrooms and inadequate facilities following the destruction of a classroom block at the school. Headman Mayuya emphasized that whilst the government's provision of free education is commendable, quality learning requires timely and sufficient investment in infrastructure. He further remarked that without urgent measures, the promise of free education may be undermined by unsafe and unsuitable learning environments.
Kwena kulingana nge school wifo ya fumino mtenge uliolo wa ishiro mwela bifwe flata ila tampa mwadike ni mulusuwa taula tampo mnani flata ila tampa mwela wa isa kankungwe ya tumune chumutenge so chashi alafi yeti vumba so nomba mkutoleshe ukwebati chichubu mboro chashi ala tete wana vesikuru wasambi ile mulia tuwali wafunishe mo kwa munga ifuwe wa fiashi so wasambi ila munchi ya fimuti nomba mku kitita kwa kusambi ila tuwali mweno kwa jama deski ala wanaika kumfule ile isa tuwali sendama deski no kufunia muno kubika mchikuru wa chimbi ichiriko wino wino nomba kufuma popene so awana vesikuru mkusambi ila munchi ya fimuti ale lokwa nukubala malaria kumlandu wanfula.
Renowned Pan-Africanist Professor Patrick Lumumba says Africa must build stronger governance institutions as opposed to focusing on good leaders and leadership. Speaking during a public forum under the theme Africa at a Turning Point, Leadership, Youth and Struggle for True Independence, organized by Eden University, Professor Lumumba says good leadership alone is not enough for Africa's prosperity. He says while good leadership is important, good governance institutions continue even when governments change, and that is what Africa needs because continuity of projects, programs and good policies is guaranteed.
Here in Zambia, when a minister is appointed from one region, parties are held in that region. In my country, say we are now in government because a single cabinet minister has been appointed. So, it is not an easy question, but it is one of the questions that justifies my argument that we must retain government. In the United States of America, when they met in Philadelphia and came up with the unified state, the reason why they said that the popular vote alone will not elect the president but is the electoral vote is because they wanted to control. Of course, in the US it has also changed. It appears that if the electoral vote follows the popular vote. But that was the idea. It is a difficult question, but it begs only one. Should we retake government?
The National Council for Construction says the year 2025 was characterized by increased infrastructure activity across the country, driven largely by road rehabilitation programs, constituency development, fund projects, township roadworks, and public-private partnership initiatives. Speaking during a press briefing, Professor Paul L.K. Makasa says the expansion placed increased demand on the NCC's regulatory inspection and service delivery systems, while underscoring the importance of strong oversight to ensure value for money, quality workmanship and public safety. Professor Makasa says in response to the demand, the NCC recorded growth in contractor registration as a total of 14,253 contractor registration certificates have been issued, representing a 6.1% increase compared to 2024. He says notably 97% of these registrations were issued to Zambian-owned contractors, reaffirming the continued growth and participation of local enterprises in the construction industry. He further says the highest volume of registrations was recorded in grade 6, accounting for 35% of all registrations, largely driven by small and medium-scale contractors participating in CDF-funded works and routine maintenance projects. Now, the government of Zambia and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, are strengthening trade and investment ties with non-oil trade valued at $3.4 billion, representing a 65% growth over the past year. Information and Media Director spokesperson Mr. Henry Kapata says the momentum has been reinforced during a high-level meeting at State House where President Haga Ndejilema received a UAE delegate. Received a UAE delegation led by Minister of State for Foreign Trade, Dr. Tani bin Ahmed Al Zayed. Mr. Kapata says the delegation comprised major investors in mining, energy, finance, logistics, agriculture, and technology, including executives from International Resources Holding IRH, ADNOC, XRG, the Emirates Investment Authority, and Al Naria Digital Bank. He says the key areas of discussion focused on scaling up cooperation in value-added mining, structured gold exports, renewable energy, rail and road public-private partnerships, digital finance, agriculture and health services. He further says the meeting highlighted opportunities for collaboration and investment in Zambia's key sectors, leveraging the UAE's expertise and resources to drive economic growth and development.
from the meeting at State House.